A tragic event in the outskirts of San Antonio, Texas. 50 people found dead in the back of a trailer that had been abandoned, not air conditioned, no air getting in, and 50 people are dead. I want to read to you very quickly a statement this morning released by the White House. The tragic loss of life in San Antonio, Texas took place yesterday is horrifying and heartbreaking. Our prayers are with those who lost their lives, their loved ones, as well as those still fighting for their lives. As always, I am grateful for the swift work of all the federal, state, and local first responders. While we still are learning all the facts about what happened, and the Department of Homeland Security has led has the lead for the investigation. Initial reports are that this tragedy was caused by smugglers or human traffickers who have no regard for lives they are endangering and or exploiting to make a profit. This incident underscores the need to go after the multi-billion dollar criminal smuggling industry, preying on migrants and leading to far too many incidents, innocent deaths. In Los Angeles 2 weeks ago, I announced the United States has launched a first of its kind anti-smuggling campaign with our regional partners. In the first 3 months, we have over 2,400 arrests. That work will only intensify in the months ahead. Exploiting vulnerable individuals for profit is shameful, as is political grandstanding around tragedy, and my administration will continue to do everything possible to stop human smugglers and traffickers from taking advantage of people who are seeking to enter the United States between ports of entry. That is the statement from the White House on the tragedy. Now let's go to the boots on the ground. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, joins us. I don't know if you have read that statement already or if that's the first time you're hearing it, but can you give us your comments on that, Brandon?
Excuse my language, that's bullcrap.
Okay.
That is nothing but political rhetoric, what they just give. We can arrest 2,400 smugglers in a day if we want to. This administration does not give us the resources or the ability to do what is necessary, and we're going to continue to see these tragedies. We see deaths on a regular basis in the Rio Grande River. In the month of April alone, there were 11 deaths in the Rio Grande River. We see them over and over and over again, and this administration knows it. This administration is not doing what is necessary. They continue to reward people for violating our laws. They continue to release people into the United States after they cross our borders illegally. And if they continue to do that, smugglers are going to be able to go into these countries, advertise their services, convince people to put themselves in their hands. There is one solution and one solution only, and that is get rid of the catch and release program. And this administration knows it. But what they do is they deflect with rhetoric and nothing but rhetoric. There is no action coming from this administration.
Can you explain how vast the desert is that people are crossing in Arizona to get into our country in Arizona, and the dangers of that in this hot weather? I've used the analogy here in Phoenix. We shut down the trails when it's very hot during the day between the hours of like 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. to help protect first responders and people that can't hike our trails. This is in downtown Phoenix. Can you explain what it's like for your agents and for these people that are crossing the border in Arizona?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to go a little bit beyond Arizona because this tragedy took place in Texas. So what the smugglers do is they use the terrain to their advantage. They use whatever is happening in that particular location. So if you look at Laredo, Texas, where these individuals entered, they use commercial products. Laredo, Texas has the second largest commercial port in the United States. So they don't cross through the ports of entry. They cross between the ports of entry, but then they embed themselves in these tractor trailers because that is the traffic that is going from the border up north. When you look at Arizona, when you look at the smugglers, they understand how many agents there are in any given location at any time. They scout us. They watch us. They have spotters that are watching how many agents leave the station on any given day. They watch what the deployments are of the agents, and they use that against us, and they use the terrain features against us as well. They know that that cameras can only see in certain locations. They know that if groups get apprehended in a specific spot over and over again, that there are sensors in those locations. They understand how our operations work, and they're always one step ahead of us because we don't have the resources to do what's necessary. When we have 90%, go to Yuma, Arizona, and on any given day, you have 90% of Border Patrol resources are not patrolling their border. They're doing administrative duties. They're processing hospital watch, detention security, and transport, rather than actually act out there patrolling the border. And the cartels, they recognize this, and they understand exactly what they need to do. They're always one step ahead of us, and they don't need to be. If we had the proper policies, if we had the proper programs, we could get this under control, and we could do it very easily. The problem is the White House is inundated with activists. If you look at the people that work in the White House, they come from activist backgrounds. If you look at the political appointees in the Department of Homeland Security, they come from activist backgrounds. And these activists, they want open borders. This is what they're after. They want to get in as many people as they possibly can. And let's be honest, they've been succeeding.
I have a question about the use of minors to bring people into the country. They go to find the cars. You know the story I better than I do. But there was a young man that was arrested, 14 years old or 15 years old, in Pinal County here in Arizona. And he said he told an officer that he had been detained been caught doing this four times, but had never been processed through the system and never officially arrested. He just gets turned back on the street. Is that because you're so short-staffed and you know these juveniles aren't going to get in trouble? Is that why that's happening with these young people?
No. So what happens is, anytime, you know, the boots on the ground or the people in uniform, they don't get to make those decisions. What we do is we take people into custody. Then we have to contact the U.S. Attorney's Office and let them know what we have. We'll tell them we've got a minor in custody that was smuggling this many people. We have material witness interviews. And then the U.S. Attorney's Office will let us know whether or not they're going to prosecute them. If the U.S. Attorney's Office chooses not to prosecute, which almost 100% of the time they choose not to prosecute. The only time that they'll prosecute a minor is if you know, there's a death in the vehicle, or the minor flees from law enforcement, causes a vehicle accident, and there's some serious bodily injury or death. You know, at that time, they'll consider prosecution. But very, very rarely, again, almost 100% of the time, they will not prosecute these minors. They know that, and that's why crime continues to escalate here on the border. If you do not hold people accountable for violating the laws, then more lawlessness is going to continue.
Brandon, I appreciate the passion. I understand the anger, and I appreciate the expertise. And I hate you coming on under these circumstances, but I hope you'll come back again soon.
So we just want the American people to understand what's going on.
Absolutely.
That's what we want.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brandon. That is Brandon Judd. He's the president of the National Border Patrol Council. You can hear how fired up they are. You know, these are people that are as dedicated in law enforcement as anybody has ever been. They want to do their jobs, and they feel as if they are not able to. And they are talking about what leadership is doing, and you understand the clarification now that the U.S. Attorney's Office is not doing anything to prosecute these minors, your children, that are being used by the cartels, and they are doing it over and over and over again.